Welcome to Podcast Ed, the podcast of reimaginedonline.org, sparking the evolution of education choice. On this episode, senior writer Lisa Bowie talks with Kristen Hale, whose daughter Ayla receives a Florida Tech's credit scholarship to attend a school that is the best educational fit for her.
Today we have Kristen Hale of Jacksonville, Florida. She's a teacher and a mom whose child receives a Florida Tech's credit scholarship to attend a private school. Welcome to the program, Kristen.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We'll start first just by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Absolutely. I was actually born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida, and so were both of my parents. My mom was a court reporter. She actually owned her own firm in downtown Jacksonville. And my dad, you know, in that time, everything was very pro women in the workforce. So my dad sacrificed his career in research and development with VACTAC to come and stay home with our family. I went to school at UNF, and then I started teaching at an inner city private school in 2014 in downtown Jacksonville. I've been teaching ever since. In 2010, I had my daughter while I was still in college and became a single mom. And that's the life that we've been living ever since then.
What is your daughter's name?
My daughter, Ayla, she attends Christ the King. She's 12 years old. She's wonderful. She's the light of my life. We do everything together.
What are Ayla's strengths and interests?
Ayla is very academically inclined. She's a really good student. She has great organizational skills. She actually loves math, which is so funny because I've been a literature teacher for the past 9 years. Always thought that literature would be her favorite, but she loves math. She really enjoys science. Anything where she can kind of get creative, be hands-on.
And what does she enjoy doing outside of school?
Ayla's been in dance for a few years. She stopped that a few years ago and then got pretty big into volleyball. She plays both indoor volleyball with a club and at the school she attends. And she also plays beach volleyball in the summertime.
Wow. She's a busy kid. Has Ayla always attended the same school or did she attend a district school before that?
So she went to a public preschool, but I knew pretty early on that I wanted to try to get her into the private school that I attended in Jacksonville as well. My siblings and I all went to the school. So after preschool, I put her in at Christ the King, a private school here, and she's been there ever since.
What was it about Christ the King? I know you went there. So what was your experience like and that? How did that play into wanting to send your daughter there?
So being an alumni there gave me a really clear perspective on what the school values were. And it was really important to me that she be in an environment that would push her to excel in every way and make her a well-rounded student and a well-rounded person. I knew when I attended there, the expectation was to push to be her best in every way, academically, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And that was really what made me want that for her too. It was a safe environment too, and it still is today. And that's so important to me, especially in just the society that we live in, to feel that she's safe, to know most of the people that she's surrounded by. I feel really blessed that we're able to send her there.
And you're a teacher there. Tell me from that perspective about what the experience is like and what do you teach?
So I teach middle school language arts for half of the day, and then I'm actually lucky enough to do reading intervention the rest of the day. So I work with K all the way through eighth grade. So I see all of the students and all of the teachers for literature. And starting the semester, I'm going to be picking up with an eighth grade English class as well. And that has been a wonderful experience. When I started teaching there about 5 years ago, I realized Christ the King was like from a different perspective. You know, being an alumni and being a student was one thing. Being a parent was another thing. But then becoming a teacher there, I thought, oh my gosh, I know this place inside and out. And it's such a welcoming environment where people feel like family. And yet we have this growth mindset that's very obvious in all of the things we do. We're actually one of the first STREAM certified schools in the state of Florida. I think it might actually be, we are the first. We received the Green Ribbon Award recently. I think it was last year. And so we do a lot at the school to try to live up to those standards that we have set for our students, even ourselves as teachers too. So it's good to see, you know, we're constantly learning. We have this growth mindset in our professional developments. And we also talk about it with the kids. We talk about setting SMART goals. And so not only are we holding them to this, you know, exceptional standard and academic rigor, but we're giving them the tools to make them successful.
We have different, you know, STEAM. What does STREAM stand for?
Yeah, so STREAM is science, technology, religion, engineering, art, and mathematics. So what kind of sets that apart is the religion and the art. And we know that the arts really do a wonderful job of teaching empathy, as does religion. So that's really what sets this school apart in my mind, especially in this area, because you don't see those programs anywhere else. Others might be covering the science, the technology, and the engineering, but our programs really, really, they're very cross-curricular, and they really dive deeply into these topics, not just like, oh, let's build this technology, but why? How could this benefit our fellow citizens? How could this benefit our community? Why are we doing this?
So basically what STREAM does is there's a spiritual purpose behind building these things.
Oh yeah. And every class has its own sort of STREAM project that they develop throughout the year. So it's a year long sort of mission. We call it our universal mission. It's a year long. And it's broken down into these different SMART goals. So they're specific and they're measurable. And so within that, every student really gets a hands-on experience with, is this going to help my community? And that's where we really start, is we have them look at their faith and come up with a faith statement for, yes, my project will help the community. And this is how, and this is how it ties into our faith. And that's really what sets it apart.
Tell me what it took to get Ayla into a private school. I don't know when you got the scholarship, if that was years into when she had already been attending, or if it happened right when she entered school. But what sacrifices did you have to make to pay that tuition out of pocket?
Yeah, well, when Ayla was young, as I say, I was in college when I had her. I had to make a lot of sacrifices financially and things like that to pay for her schooling all the way up until VPK, when we put her in with the Early Learning Coalition, and they do that credit. But then I had to pay for the wraparound program, and I was in college. I had to take out loans and things like that just to pay for her to be covered there. And around that time, I got my first job as a teacher, working at an inner city school in downtown Jacksonville. And actually, most of the students there were on this scholarship. And so I kind of would talk to my peers as a new teacher, talk to administration and say, hey, what is this about? I've never heard of this, you know, this step up for students. What is it? And then they brought in this big banner. And I remember thinking, wow, like if these people can get this scholarship, then I probably can too, because, you know, as a teacher, I'm already kind of at a deficit as far as the salary goes. And then being a teacher who works at a private school, I'm making even less money than the teachers who work in public schools. And I chose that on purpose because my faith is an important factor for me as well. So I wanted to be able to kind of share my faith openly with my students. And that's also what ultimately led me to, this is what Ayla needs too. So in that process of being at that school and meeting these families who really needed it, I was like, you know, this is the only way I could possibly afford to send her to a private school. There'd be no way I could pay for it with my salary. So fortunately, just working there and being at the right time, I was able to get her on the scholarship right before she started kindergarten. It made a huge difference for us because within a year of her being on the scholarship, I was able to buy a home because so much of that money was going to have to go to tuition. And because I was able to save that money, I was able to buy us a home.
What would it have been like if there hadn't been a scholarship program for you to keep her there?
That idea scares me so much. Even just thinking about the possibilities of how our lives would have been so different without the scholarship is terrifying, honestly. I probably would have tried to pay the tuition and be in a lot of debt and not have been able to purchase a home for us. I mean, I would have been torn between, you know, living in an apartment in an area of town that's not safe or sending her to a public school where I don't think she would be safe. And I know she wouldn't be getting the education that she is now. So when I think about those two options, I mean, the only other thing I could have done would maybe pick up a second job, find a different career where I'm home less and she doesn't really have any support. I think about those possibilities often, and I'm very thankful that we had the scholarship there because I don't think it would have been good. I know from an academic standpoint, she wouldn't be where she is now without the support of the teachers that she's had. I know from extracurriculars, if I had to pick up another job to pay for this, she would not have been able to do extracurricular activities. I'm very active in her volleyball. I coach her club volleyball, and I wouldn't have been able to do that if I had to get a second job.
Tell us a little bit about the day you learned that Ayla had been approved to receive the scholarship.
I was so excited. It was honestly such an answer to prayer, and I felt very at peace. You know, I told her, and of course she was little, but she was still very excited. She wanted to go to the school because, like I said, it's the school that my family attended. And so she was very excited about the potential of being an alumni like I was.
How did you feel knowing that you would have this security and you wouldn't have to worry as much?
Well, you know, as a single parent, that's one of the things that just lives in the forefront of your mind is the financial aspect of raising a child on your own. And it's a huge weight on my shoulders. And so when I got that news that I would have this financial support, it just felt like someone just came and lifted that right off my shoulders. And we were so much more free financially to have a decent life. And I knew that she would be in such better hands now that her academic future was so much brighter from just the news of getting that scholarship that we were going to be able to go to the school of our choice.
I understand this school has really given her an opportunity to shine. Tell me about that.
Every year they do these award ceremonies. And since fourth grade, when they start the AB Honor Roll, she's been on it every quarter. She's gotten her Junior Master Gardener's certification. She's been a safety patrol. She's been star student for multiple subjects and across different classes. She's made wonderful friends. They have a yearly talent show that she participates in, and it's really just brought out all of her skills and showcased who she is as a person. They often will have parents come in, and this year she competed in the science fair contest, and she did it last year too, and she won an award for scientific excellence. And like I said, she really likes science and math. And now they're competing right now. We're in the middle of her volleyball season and they're 3-1. So they have 3 wins and 1 loss. And she's actually been playing on the team since fourth grade. So it's quite an accomplishment for her. You know, she played on the basketball team and she did cheer. And these are all things that I know she may not have been able to accomplish somewhere else.
You mentioned having the ability to buy a home. How else has having the scholarship changed your lives?
Well, being able to have a home really provided us, as a single mother, provided me and therefore my daughter with security and stability. before that, we were living with my dad for a few years and it was okay, but it's really hard to be a parent when you're living in your parents' house because they still want to be the parent. So that allowed us to really find just the foundation that we needed in this space, in a safe location where we both felt like we could kind of start our family. And the scholarship helped because when I think about just the amount of money I make versus what I am spending on my mortgage, there would be no way that I could have paid my mortgage and paid the tuition for the school at the same time without doing something very drastic, like having a second job or making our life, you know, less comfortable than it is. And even now, I still make some sacrifices because I am on a teacher's salary, but it's nothing compared to how I know we would have had to live if I wanted to send her to the school without the help of the scholarship.
Are you able to take vacations?
Sometimes we can take vacations. I do still have to make certain sacrifices. We don't get a lot of new clothes around here, and we're certainly not going out to eat extravagantly often. But we do take vacations every now and then. Sometimes we go up to Georgia, to the mountains, and hike the trails and things like that. And that's been wonderful. Getting a home allowed us to get a pet, which Ayla always wanted a pet. So we have a little dog named Scarlett. She's a golden retriever. I say little, she's not little, but they sort of perpetually think that they are puppies. So that's why we call her little. But those are the things that, you know, having a yard, something where she could play around. You know, when we moved here, we got her a trampoline and we had a zip line and some hammocks, and just having that space to be a kid and play. Those were all things that I always had dreamed of for her. And with the scholarship, we were able to make that happen because now I could afford this nice home on a cul-de-sac. So it's been great. You know, I'm thinking of some of the vacations we've taken, like maybe we've been to Daytona Beach a few times, Georgia. A few Christmases ago, we were actually able to make it all the way to Vermont to see snow. And, you know, in Florida, that's not something you're going to see too much of. And she had such a blast. She actually was a natural snowboarder, too. She's very athletically inclined. I'm not so much, but she's very athletically inclined.
Oh, that in itself is a learning experience for a Florida kid, seeing snow.
Oh, so much. And it was beautiful. I remember as a kid seeing snow, but I think we were in Tennessee and that is wet snow. If you go all the way to Vermont, you get the nice dry snow. And it was beautiful. We were actually just talking about it the other day. She was saying, hey, can you show me pictures of the snowman that we made in Vermont?
So tell me, if you could change something about the scholarship program, what would it be?
I would like to change the accessibility and also the stigma. There's a bit of a stigma that comes with putting in an application for a scholarship. I don't know that everybody feels that way. I certainly didn't feel that way. I just felt blessed. But I think there's a bit of a stigma like, oh, I shouldn't need this, you know, but it really can make such a huge difference. I'm living it every day, you know, in our home with my daughter. So I wish I could, maybe there would be more education for people around like how this works and why is this a benefit to you? And no one should be embarrassed for taking advantage of this program. It's wonderful. It's changing people's lives. And then as far as the accessibility, I think that's another thing I would change. I wish it could be accessible to everybody and it wasn't based on the particular scholarship that we are on is the Florida Tax Credit. And I wish it wasn't based on just your financial situation. Of course, I know you have to have some sort of scale that you put things on, but I know families who maybe they do make a little bit more money, but the private schools are expensive and it's still a challenge. People have to change their lifestyles and make more sacrifices and maybe skip those vacations and not get a pet in order to pay for their children to go to these schools. So I think those are two things I would change.
Arizona recently approved universal education savings accounts in their state. So anybody can access a scholarship and it be an educational savings account program. Some states are doing this. A few have done it this past year. Basically, they're adding greater flexibility in the form of these accounts. And these are accounts that fund other expenses in addition to private school tuition and fees. They can be used to pay for after-school programs, part-time tutoring, and some pre-approved products. They can be used by people going to private schools or homeschool families who need to buy their curriculum. If you needed to buy some curriculum that Ayla needed to help her get up to speed in a certain subject or to enhance what she's learning, you know, you could look into something like this. What would this flexibility mean to your family if Florida were to make this flexibility available?
Yeah, I mean, that would be tremendous. It just having that extra support financially and that extra capability for, you know, setting aside funds. Because we're staring down, I mean, she's in seventh grade now. So in 2 years, she's going to be moving on to high school. And the high schools we're looking at, they're even more expensive than what the scholarship we have right now will cover. So I'm already kind of looking at, what am I going to do then? And that would help tremendously, just covering the cost of books in high school or the academic fees, because the price goes up when they get older. You know, high school is more expensive, college is more expensive. So that would be a huge help for us. I wish we could just have our tax money and then we can spend it however we like. But these programs are, I mean, they're life changing. If we could do something like that in Florida, that could help us not have to change our lifestyle and not have to make further sacrifices in the coming years so that she can go to a great high school.
You mentioned she's into volleyball. I'm sure that's a separate cost from school tuition.
Oh, absolutely. We've talked about it. I've said, well, we might have to start fundraising if you want to play high school volleyball. It's expensive to play sports in high school. So absolutely, I'm thinking between that and the books and just other academic fees. And if she can, she wants to play multiple sports. She, you know, she wants to play indoor volleyball. She'd love to play beach volleyball. She swam for a number of years and played soccer for a few years. So these are all things I know she would like to do. And that comes with a price tag. So having that flexible spending account, that would be great.
So you think this would be great, not just for you, but how would it benefit all these families?
Well, I know. I mean, our situation is rough as it is, but I know people who have similar salaries that I do, and they have 2 and 3 and 4 students. And I think about that, and I think about as they progress, even in elementary school, they might not be able to pay for the athletic fees or field trips or books or fundraising. So having that flexible spending account, that could be helpful for them even starting as early as elementary and especially in high school. You know, we just came through Christmas time and I'm thinking, I wonder how many of these families didn't give gifts to their family because they couldn't, or how many of them went and got themselves into some debt now that's going to be haunting their family for years because they didn't have the money on hand. You know, January is when schools usually start taking applications and fees for the following school year. And that's a tough time of year coming through Christmas.
How do you feel about this whole education choice movement and, you know, how you see your own students and it benefiting them?
Oh, yeah, I'm a huge proponent of education choice. School that I work at, the school that my daughter Ayla attends, it's wonderful for us, but it might not be the best for every child. And that's where education choice is so, so crucial to educating our students properly, and not even properly, but so that they excel. We have a saying of we're exceptional. And if you don't provide students and families with the right resources or the option to choose the school that best meets their needs, then you're really doing them a disservice. So I'm a huge proponent of educational choice. I always have been ever since I heard about the scholarship and Ayla got on the scholarship and I witnessed it. You know, by the time I left the inner city school in downtown Jacksonville, I think we were up to about 93% were on scholarships. And it was life-changing for all of these families and all of these students. I have a student who went on and ran track for University of Florida. And I think, wow, like if he had been anywhere else, I'm not sure if that same trajectory would have happened. He went to this private school and then he went to Bishop Kenny High School. And now he's running track for the University of Florida. Like that's so prestigious to come from downtown Jacksonville and end up there. It's just incredible. And I see so many stories like that year after year of students who've become very successful because of the opportunities that they had, and families who have been able to get out of really negative situations and come here and get their kids on a scholarship and turn their whole lives around. It's incredible.
Well, Kristen, it's been a pleasure. I want to thank you for being on the podcast and want to wish Ayla well in her educational journey and you in your educational career.
Thank you. It's been really nice to talk about this. I don't get an opportunity to speak about how wonderful Step Up and education choice really is for families. So I appreciate you having us as well.